from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In regard to what's on his itinerary here shortly.
Yeah, a couple questions. Obviously, as training camp starts up, what's going to be the situation with Brandon Ayuk? The last thing I saw written was it's still unknown whether he's going to practice or not, but Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky are heading over to practice. They'll watch practice, and they're going to come back and join us here at about 12:30, hopefully, give us the lowdown on what happened inside. But there's a lot to get to today. Obviously, we're going to talk about Brandon Ayuk. But I think today, Goo, the theme of this show is going to be Kyle Shanahan entering his eighth year as head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. He's got a quarterback right now that he knows is going to play for him from game one on, and unless he gets hurt. Obviously, if he stays healthy, he's the number one quarterback. But in an interview with Tim Kawakami of The Athletic yesterday, boy, did he really expand on the quarterback position. He went over his history with quarterbacks. He talked about what determines how much you're going to pay a quarterback in the future. Hint, hint, Brock Purdy. But it's fascinating. I'm looking forward to hearing from the fans about Kyle Shanahan and where they think this team is right now. And clearly where they are is in the mix for another Super Bowl for the fourth or fifth year in a row.
Yeah, and I'll say this to you, Stoney, and the listeners. I'll put the Niners' last 5 years from a winning standpoint up against anybody. And then I won't get into the weeds per se on, you know, why they should have did this, they should have did that, and they could have two Super Bowls by now. But you talk about 13 wins in 19. You follow that up with 2021, 10 wins, 13 again in 2022, and last year, 12. They've been close. Kyle's so great, Stoney. I think you come down my road because you think I overlooked that, and I don't. I'm looking at this man and what he's created, the kudos he's gotten from not just the Bay Area, from the football world about his creativity offensively, and I'm like, damn, all that he needs is that ring that he's come close to. So I can say that's the bar I have set for Kyle Shanahan, but still understand and tell you and the listeners, Donnie, he's one of the best coaches going right now.
Yeah, I think to me the question of the day is around Brock, it centers on Brock Purdy. And how much do we think Shanahan believes in Brock Purdy? Mm. And if you go back over his tenure, I mean, we've heard a lot of names at quarterback, and we've seen a lot of guys play quarterback.
Yeah.
We heard about the coveting of Kirk Cousins. One thing Kyle Shanahan acknowledged to Tim Kawakami is the 49ers twice flirted with Tom Brady.
Man.
Twice, not once, but twice. Brock Purdy's obviously their starting quarterback this year. They had Jimmy Garoppolo. They thought that he may be the man. They moved up in the draft to draft Trey Lance, and that never worked out. So my question to San Francisco 49er fans heading into the first day of training camp, but also the year before Brock Purdy ostensibly gets paid, how much belief do you believe Kyle Shanahan has in Brock Purdy, and what does Brock Purdy have to do this year to entrench himself as the franchise quarterback, unless you think that's already a fait accompli? I'll believe that Brock Purdy's the franchise quarterback once the San Francisco 49ers pay him.
Wow, Stonnie, that's heavy. And I went to bed last night with Jordan Love just hours or minutes away here, or days, from maybe being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Jordan Love, who I like, and I like his future. But you know what? He took an L last time he came to Levi's, and the quarterback that was on the other side was Brock Purdy. So if you're telling me Jordan Love and his future is going to get him to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks, good God, Brock Purdy is sleeping with a smile on his face, Donnie. So I believe if Brock Purdy can duplicate just what he did last year, how the heck could Kyle Shanahan have a wandering eye? We'll get into the Brady courtship, but the bottom line, Donnie, is I don't see anything out there that would, you know, make Kyle or John Lynch have a wandering eye. They got their guy, right?
Nope.
Minutes away from the Super Bowl. I mean, from the Super Bowl win.
Yeah, and they had a quarterback who did that 5 years ago, and he's no longer around. Here's what I want to build the show off of today, and I'm going to alert Spadone that I want to play this sound. DU93. It's a little bit on the longer side, but there is so much to pick at in Kyle Shanahan's answer to Tim Kawakami on the TK show about why he felt comfortable two times reaching out to Tom Brady. But I want to build a bigger conversation off this about Kyle Shanahan and the way he handles quarterbacks and how confident we are in him moving forward with a certain quarterback. Let's take a listen to 93, Joe.
I have to feel very confident just from a football standpoint and from just a relationship standpoint and what's right and wrong, kind of, to feel good about doing something. And I felt very good about that, uncomfortable. So it wasn't a hard conversation for me with Brock. You'd have to ask him about it. It's not always the best thing that you want to hear. But I thought when I explained it, I looked at it as a huge compliment. You know, after the 2019 season, that was Jimmy's first year as a starter in his career. And he did some really good things. And we almost won a Super Bowl. He was a young quarterback. We had only played with 1 year. And to get a call a few weeks after that with Tom Brady wanting to come play for us, that was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through in my life, because Tom Brady is the best quarterback to every play. He's who I've watched since day one of when my career started. And that was kind of a dream of mine. And I knew how good he was. But I also knew we had a very young quarterback who had got us that far. And to sit and risk that young quarterback with, I forget how old he was at the time, 41 or whatever. I could just kept thinking, like, what if he comes in at that age, pulls a hamstring, and now I've messed up Jimmy and all that. So it wasn't a fun decision. But I thought for the, not only just that year in the long term, it was something that we couldn't mess with. We had to stick with Jimmy at the time. Nothing against Jimmy. But it was hard to avoid Tom. And then watching how that went and stuff, it was tough. And I was like, man, if I ever had a chance again with Tom, that's something I can't pass up. And at the end of the season, when Brock, who we knew was going to be our future, but when he got hurt and no one could guarantee that he was going to be healthy in week one, that he'd for sure come back the right way. There was a lot of speculation in it, and no one could guarantee it. I did want to reach out to Tom. Now, Tom was the only guy. I was willing to ride it and risk with Brock's injuries. I told Brock that. I said, Brock, in these 7 games, you've shown us, like, you're not going to be competing with Trey next year. If you come back healthy, it is your job. The only way it won't be your job is if Tom Brady decided to come here and play 1 year. And I told him this like a week after the season, which I felt confident with because he was hurt. There was questions with him, and I was telling him about Tom Brady. And so I felt very good when I told him, hey, I know we spent a lot of picks to go get Trey. I know you've only played 7 games. You have a bad injury, but we believe you in you, and you are a guy of the future. The only way that won't happen is if Tom Brady comes for 1 year. And so I kind of looked at it as I was giving him the keys. I was telling him how much and saying there's this one outside chance, but I'm going to be dead honest with you. anything in the back of my head. And that's the only thing in the back of my head. And probably there's not a very high percentage that's going to happen. So I felt like he should be leaving the room thinking, man, they believe in me. Like, the only guy he'd even consider is Tom Brady. So I kind of looked at it as a compliment. And Tom was done. And so it made it real easy. And once Tom told us that, just started counting the days to when Brock could get healthy. We worked really hard with Sam, really hard with Trey, got the depth of our quarterbacks behind Brock well. And Brock did heal up, and he came out and tore it up in training camp, tore it up in week one, and had a hell of a year.
All right, a lot there, Goo. And let me just kind of run through what I heard, and you tell me if you think I got some of the facts right or if your opinion differs from mine. So after the 2019 Super Bowl, the San Francisco 49ers had an opportunity to acquire Tom Brady, but at that time, Kyle Shanahan didn't like the idea because he had Jimmy Garoppolo coming off a Super Bowl, and he was a young quarterback, and he didn't want to quote-unquote mess with that. So now we fast forward after the 2022 season. Brock Purdy quarterbacks the second half of the season for the Niners. He gets hurt in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles, and after that season, Tom Brady calls the 49ers and says, hey, I might want a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And at that point, Kyle Shanahan goes to Brock Purdy and says, you're our guy unless we can get Tom Brady in here. But it's got to be Tom Brady, otherwise you're our guy. Kyle Shanahan said he should have been flattered by that, in a sense, that only Tom Brady was going to be the quarterback other than Purdy. But to me, what it signifies is Kyle Shanahan is always looking for somebody better at the quarterback position until he finally feels like he's settled on a guy. And in his eighth year, I'm not sure, and I'm not convinced yet, that he has settled on a franchise quarterback at any moment in time as a 49er coach.
Wow, Stoney, I'm not mad at you. I've known you 6 years. I know how you think, and I can see how your intel takes you there. But for me, I'm going to say I disagree. But what I want to say before I get into it is my respect is just off the charts for Kyle Shanahan. The honesty and the passion that went into that answer. And now we can look back and I'll say the fact that he didn't fire on the Tom Brady courtship, because of Jimmy Garoppolo's ego or his, you know, how he would take it, I do think to myself they would have a Super Bowl if he played in last year's Super Bowl instead of Brock Purdy. But I get that. But he hasn't had a lot to work with, and he's been his own, you know, he's been in his own way in regard to try to find that perfect quarterback, i.e. Trey Lance. That was a debacle. But why I think where you're coming from is too heavy is life is about timing. And Tom Brady was a free agent after he retired. And a lot of people said he had a noodle arm. He was done. So I kind of get, hey, this guy took us to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo's young. We got a good thing going. We'll pass. But that doesn't make me feel like Kyle is looking at Brock Purdy and the inception that is him and the winning that they've done, you know, a Super Bowl, almost a win, an NFC Championship game against Philly. That doesn't lead me to believe he's got a wandering eye.
I think there's no doubt he's got a wandering eye. That's just the way I feel. And
who's the Tom Brady going forward, though? See what I mean?
He's not there yet. It's somebody who will emerge. And it will be somebody that Kyle Shanahan may think could be the answer to all his questions. But I'm more convinced now than ever. And I'm not saying Purdy's not going to be here. But what I am saying is I don't feel like it's automatic that the San Francisco 49ers are going to pay Brock Purdy an astronomical number to be the quarterback of the 49ers for the foreseeable future. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think he's there right now. Can he get there by the end of the season? Yeah, I think that's very possible. But from everything I'm hearing Kyle Shanahan say, and we're going to play a lot of the sound from yesterday's podcast with Tim Kawakami, he really got into how he wants to build a team and what he looks for in a quarterback and what determines how much a quarterback's going to get paid and all those kind of things. And to me, it's just, it seems clear that, I'm not saying Brock Purdy's being tried out. You know, he's not trying out, but he's still got a lot to prove, I think, in Kyle Shanahan's mind.
Well, I don't know what it is, and I do know this season I'm on record as saying it's important. It is major for Brock Purdy, but the bar to me is set. If you can duplicate the last 2 years in regard to the regular seasons, you are going to get more money than what I deem Jordan Love is minutes, to hours, or days away from being the highest paid quarterback. So why would you go away from something, Stani, that is working, and a guy that has shown you he can make your offense fluid and run, and the most important facet, you win with them?
Because regardless of the eye test, Brock Purdy hasn't done anything that Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't done yet. And that, you know, I was kind of with you yesterday and before this about, look, it's a fait accompli with Brock Purdy. All he's got to do is have a pretty good year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm really not sure anymore. What if the Niners go 11-6 and they don't get to the NFC Championship game? Maybe they lose their second playoff game.
But how does he play? If you tell me he regressed, remember you asked me Monday, what's regression look like? But we know what it looks like when we see it, Stani.
Well, and we may see regression the following year if he doesn't have the weapons that he's going to have this year. So, you know, that's another thing, and people can poo-poo that all they want, and I get it. Nobody's apologizing that Brock Purdy's got a ton of weapons, but you better believe that the San Francisco 49ers, when they put into their equation, into the evaluation of Brock Purdy, they've got to put in there somewhere down the line, he may not have the weapons that he has today. And I think it's more than fair to start thinking about, if you're talking about paying a guy $50 million or whatever it is, I think you got to think about what he will look at with a different offensive unit around him. And if you have confidence that he can come through, then you pay him. If you don't have confidence that he can come through, well, then I'm not sure what happens, to be honest.
Yeah, and I know we're getting to the time where everybody's making a prediction or whatnot, and the Niners are, you know, on everybody's list in regard to a threat to win it all. So just from that standpoint, when you talk about it from a team concept, they're right there. I'm betting on Brock Purdy, Stani, and I'm betting on that contract. I know that's down the road, but this season is going to be about what they feel comfortable paying him. And as crazy as this sounds, partner, I think he's kind of already checked the boxes to get paid. Like,
that means you're saying this year doesn't matter. If he's checked all the boxes to get paid, then he doesn't have to prove anything this year.
Right, but that will never come out. But when was the last quarterback that looked bad under Kyle Shanahan, not named, what's my guy that they shipped off?
Trey Lance.
No, the Trey Lance, and who's the other backup I'm thinking
Mullins?
About?
Mullins?
Two, and there's one
Darnold?
More.
Darnold?
No, there's one more after that. Mullins, and who am I thinking about? But he's gone.
Bethard.
Okay. That he traded up in the draft to get. So just think about that. Since then, it's been copacetic, and the Niner quarterbacks have looked great, but hearing that soundbite between Kyle and TK, Stani, my respect. And
well, if most of the quarterbacks have looked great under Shanahan, why have they gone through so many his tenure?
Well, Trey Lance didn't look great. That was the debacle. Okay, and you move mountains and everything to go get him. So if you tell me, hey, Goo, you need somebody to go prospect a quarterback, Kyle's going to stay at home. But if you tell me how I need somebody to groom a quarterback, Kyle's my guy. So I think they got that guy, their guy. I think Kyle's tired of being in a situation where people think he has to have a wandering eye. So it's on Brock Purdy, and I just expect with his weaponry, and I'm assuming Ayuk's, Donnie, he's going to have a pretty good, damn good year, put up numbers, they'll go to the playoffs, and that contract, you know, might mirror whatever Jordan Love. I keep saying Jordan Love because he's going to get it, and I can't believe it. But he's done diddly squat compared to Brock Purdy, if that matters.
888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, the big theme today is where do you think Kyle Shanahan is with Brock Purdy? And how, if you look back on 7 years of Shanahan, how do you think he's handled the quarterback situation? Do you trust Kyle Shanahan to both find the right quarterback for this team and then to develop this quarterback into a Super Bowl champion? They've knocked on the door twice, but what I heard with the Brady quote is, and I have no problem with this,
yeah,
always be looking for somebody better. Absolutely, positively, always be looking at every position, not just the quarterback position. So again, after just hearing Kyle Shanahan talk the last day or so, I'm convinced in my mind, and I might be wrong, that Purdy still has a lot of work to do to earn the money that these big money quarterbacks are getting. And I'm not sure if it's going to take a Super Bowl victory to get that money. I just know that they had one quarterback who lost in a Super Bowl, and he's no longer here. And now Purdy's lost in a Super Bowl, and he's got one more year before the Niners have to make a decision on him. Mm. So this is kind of big time stuff for the 49ers. And I'm very interested to hear what the 49er fans think, because how many of you out there do think, look, relax, guys, Purdy's the quarterback. He's going to quarterback the team this year. We're probably going to be successful. He's going to be paid the market rate over the summer with 50 or 60 or whatever it is. And then, boom, we're going to move forward for the next 3 or 4 years and continue to compete for Super Bowls. Is it that simple? Is it that simple? 888-957-9570. What do you think, Goo?
Yeah, it's what makes this season exciting. And let's just say we didn't even do a show, and you can wipe away the first 20 minutes of what we talked about and discussed. The title of the jam is Brock Purdy. You are basically, there are two scoreboards. One with your name, Brock Purdy, and how much this team and organization is going to get behind you in regard to putting that ring on your finger. But guess what, son? You control that. But with the Jedi Knight ability of Kyle Shanahan, Stani, I don't expect a regression from this offense moving forward. And that's why I feel comfortable thinking he's in a damn good situation to get that contract. We'll see. But what you just said hit me, and you're right. And that's across the board in all sports. You're always looking to get better, right?
My question is this, is if we want to throw out scenarios, yeah. I mean, what happens if Brock Purdy has a good year, the Niners have a good year, but they don't win it? Then you go ahead and you pay him, but then you have to come back next year without a Deebo Samuel, without an Ayuk maybe, without a George Kittle.
But what? That goes into when I give you this money, this contract.
Well, then you better know damn well that this guy can elevate the players around him.
Do you think he can now, or you need to see more? I'm giving the praises of Brock, but I can't wait. I need to see more.
Does he need to elevate Christian McCaffrey? I mean, Christian McCaffrey to me is one of the best running backs in football.
I would say, how hard is it to do that, though, because Christian is so great?
I mean, I guess the bottom line is, do you think Brock Purdy can be the quarterback of a Super Bowl champion? And that may be what it comes down to for Kyle Shanahan.
He was minutes away.
And so is Jimmy Garoppolo. So is Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm just saying, I'm interested to take the temperature of 49er fans about how confident they are that Kyle Shanahan has the utmost confidence in Brock Purdy. Do you think Purdy's got something still that he's got to show Kyle Shanahan? And if he is, let's say he has the same kind of year as last year.
I think that's good enough.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, I do.
That would be, Brock Purdy has the same kind of year as last year. That would be good enough for him to be a top 3 to 5 paid quarterback in the NFL. That's one thing that I will not sit here and say, Goo, you're wrong, because I have no idea. But that's one of those things where I would have to say, I got to see him pay Brock Purdy before I truly believe they're going to move forward in the foreseeable future with Brock Purdy.
No, I appreciate that. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but in regard to that soundbite, I know we're up against this, Donnie, but what about the respect aspect from young Brock Purdy that Kyle called him and had that conversation with him? Like, look, if we can get Tim Jordan, you're going to sit and that we just can't pass. Like, I appreciate that honesty. It's obviously something
Brock didn't afford that honesty to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, but the compliment to that was he thought Jimmy was good enough to where he didn't pull the trigger.
Or he didn't want to bring Tom Brady in here. Tom Brady gets hurt, and then it messes up Jimmy, according to Kyle Shanahan. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru are with you at the Hilton Santa Clara. It is day one of football season, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited. There's no doubt about it.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.